Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Your Excellency, Ambassador of Spain. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. At the outset, allow me to thank the UNCTAD Secretariat for convening the work of this Commission, and allow me to thank the UNCTAD branch for drafting a number of studies, their research, and a number of forms of technical assistance rendered to developing countries. Thank you to the panel also for having shared with us their diverse and varied experiences. Seychelles, Zambia, and South Africa, that is. And thank you for the excellent presentation from the IDOS institution of Germany, and for their outstanding work with a number of African countries to advance development. Now, having said that, we as developing countries remain limited and even hampered when we seek to attain the Sustainable Development Goals. That's because of the severity of the current global economic crisis and the socio-economic situation, which is rather difficult for us. There's also the fallout of this crisis on a number of sectors. The health crisis also, access to vaccines, employment, or rather unemployment. On all these fronts, we remain very far from attaining our development goals and the attainment of the SDGs, regrettably. In my opinion, we will need a change in the power relations, refocusing our old development strategies and linking them in with the global economic structures. Now, clearly there are legal constraints here within our countries, and in a number of countries, you can't just apply the law of one country to another. Further standardization in terms of technology transfer and innovation is what is at stake here. Our countries may face these limitations, yes, but they do have an asset also. They are protected from, in other ways, they can work in our countries without facing so much competition. Finally, as the South African speaker said, we need to shoulder our responsibility in terms of developing our strategies. However, on the other hand, we do also need robust support. Support which is open to developing countries, from developed countries, for technology transfer, which is just and equitable. We can't just talk about sustainable development via technology without having the transfer of infrastructure and indeed of know-how. To assist the situations in our countries. This must all involve research, technological innovation, as was so rightly pointed out by Mr. Stamm from IDOS. And we are counting on ongoing support and assistance from UNCTAD and other partners too. Thank you, Madam Chair.